So this reformer class was Whose Side Are You On? And it was really about working into the left and the right sides of the body. So you need to watch how people transfer their weight from side to side, how there's those little cheats that people do. And so it's all about the observation and the sensation of this one. So we're going to start off and you're standing looking at your reformer side on. We do a roll down, making sure that those hips stay forwards. Hands come onto the reformer carriage. Then keeping the flat of the hand down, we push the ribs away from the hands and then release and roll back up, making sure the hips stay forwards. Do a few of those. And then on the last one, we roll down, have that beautiful long C curve. And then you're just going to do a few arm presses. So as people lower, the elbows pull back to the ribs and back up. Make sure that their hands stay nice and flat. Watch them curling off any fingers. And then we roll back up. Then I want you to take your right arm and take it directly behind you, like you were doing sort of like a chest expansion just on one arm. Little finger goes back. Make sure the palm of the hand is drawing into the middle of the body though, because some people let it go out. Other arm goes up to the ceiling and we roll down here. And watch how people shift their weight when they do this. It can feel really hard. Hand goes to onto the carriage and you do three arm presses, keeping one arm up to the ceiling and the other elbow into the side of the body. Then roll back up and change sides. If you wanted sort of like a little prep there, instead of the arm going back behind you, you can roll down and take it out to the side. That is also another way to look at those left and right sides. So obviously you do the other side. And then we come down onto the reformer. Now two springs on and we're going to do our footwork. So find your toes position and then lift the right foot off. And then we go in and out maybe six times, watching that alignment of the left foot. And then when people are ready, you're going to keep going, but kick the right leg out as you push out, fold it back in as you come in. So you almost end up like with a sort of straight leg stretch position and back in. When they've done maybe six of those, hold them out. So both legs are straight, one up to the ceiling, one long on the foot bar. Walk up, lifting the head, take hold of the ankle. And then from here, we drop the leg down, we kick it back up and catch it. So now the carriage isn't moving. We lower that right leg, kick it back up. Lower it, kick it back up. One more time, lower it, kick it back up. Hold there, then drop the left heel under. Lift back up. So like tendon stretch on that left side. Dropping the heel under, lifting back up. Do maybe six of those, come back in, change sides. We then take both feet to arches. Now remember, you're thinking about wrapping the ball of the foot over the bar, not just curling the toes. Float the right knee up again, but keep the position of the arched foot. And then it's the single side on that left side, in and out, in and out, in and out. And then you can add in like a single leg stretch with the right leg. So, but keep the foot arched. Then we change sides. Then change to heels on. Make sure that the inside of the heel, so the inner edge of the heel, is pushing into the foot bar. It's the same with arches. People tend to want to roll off to the outside edge of the foot. Make sure they stay on that inside line of the foot with that lift. So then draw the right foot in again. And do the single heels. Then hold yourself out there, stretch the right leg up to the ceiling, and we're going to do one leg circle here. But we're going to circle in one direction, then change. Circle in the other direction, then change. Obviously do the other side. Teaser up then, and we're ready to change. Put the foot bar down and change to just one spring for some single arm presses. Roll back down, and I want you to draw the knees in and take the strap into your right hand up to the ceiling. Okay, like you're prepping to go into your 100. Your left hand though is going to be bent at the elbow and elbow down into the carriage, almost as if you were going to start your coordination. So the right arm's up to the ceiling with holding the handle. The left arm isn't holding anything, but the elbow's grounding down, giving you stability. Then we're going to pull the arm down, the right arm down, and lift it back up. So pull it down to the carriage, lift it back up. Do maybe six of those, then take the right arm out to the side and pull it down to the side of the body, like a sort of wing. Okay, so it's like butterfly wing and you're pulling it in. Then lift it back up to the ceiling, pull it down to the carriage, and then we do single tricep extensions. So sort of like your coordination arms, but on the right side only. Then change and do it on the left side. So put the right strap back, pick up your right left handle and change the hands over. From there, grab both handles and we're going to go into your coordination here. So first of all, make sure you're not lifting too high. I want you to feel the back of the arm against the carriage to the elbow. Then we're going to push the arms down, reach the legs out long, hold. Open just the right leg, back to center. Open just the left leg, back to center. Knees bend in, elbows fold back. Push arms and legs long. This time open the left leg, back in, open the right leg, back in, and then fold back in. When you've done that, put the straps back, reach the legs long and hold onto the back of the carriage ready for your corkscrew. So from here, bring the legs to 12 o'clock. Take them over to the right. Circle them down to the middle line and come back up to 12 o'clock. So we're like doing half circles. We go over. Circle round, lift up the midline. So do a few of those. Then we're going to take the legs over to the right, circle them down, roll all the way overhead and roll back down to 12 o'clock. Circle to the left, circle round to the midline, roll all the way to overhead, back down to 12 o'clock. Do a few of those. Then we roll overhead first. Circle down the right side, up the middle overhead. Circle down the left side, up the middle overhead. Okay. From there, roll yourself up, lift the foot bar up, add a spring on, and we're coming to your stomach massage. So have the feet in your toes position and then float the right leg off. We're in round, holding the front edge of the carriage, and we're going to push out and in, 8 times. Change feet over, watch for the alignment of the foot and everything, push out and in, keeping that round shape. Once you've done 8 on each side, circle the hands behind and find the shoulder blocks. Make sure the elbows are soft so the chest is getting the opening, and then take the left hand behind the head. Now really lift up tall and we push out and in, 8 times. Once you've done 8, this time as you push out, twist to your right and back to center and twist to your right. Okay, so you can do that 8 times and then obviously change sides. From there, step off, put the long box on, keep your foot bar up and we're going to do a swan prep. So you might want to put a sticky mat on. We're then going to have your right hand on the foot bar, chest is off the box, and the left hand goes under the shoulder on the box as if you were going to do like a swan dive prep. We then do some single pushes out with that right arm, watching for the shoulder alignment, and then push yourself out so you've got the right arm straight, and then lift yourself up, straightening with the left arm as you come home, and then push back. Keep the left elbow tucked in close. Okay, so you do that nice little swan. The right arm stays straight and you're just pivoting up on the shoulder. Obviously do the other side. Then from there, you're going to step off the box onto the frame behind you. You then take the straps and you hook them over the foot, over the feet, lie back on the box, ready for a double kick. So then we are going as far forward so we can find some tension on the straps when you bend the knees in. And you then kick the heels in like you're doing double kick, but make sure the thighs are lifting up. We can then go into single sides there. Ooh, cheeky little number. Then let those fall down. roll, to bring yourself off the box, having a little stretch if you need to, change to short box, and we're going into tree. So from here, you're going to draw the right knee in, make sure the spine is nice and tall. And while you do your tree, you've got to really think about pushing the sit bone forwards of the leg that's up to the ceiling. You've got to think still about rolling down that side. So it's a really good opportunity to watch which way people tend to twist on their tree. When you've done that right leg, you're then going to roll onto that hip of your right side. You bring the right leg under the left, and the left leg is pushing up into the strap, and we do your side bend here. Okay, if you're, it's the original side bend, and if you're not sure what it is, I'll try and do a video of it soon. We then do the other side of your tree and side bend. Then we come to elephant. So from here, we're going to have flat feet for our elephant. Two springs on, nice and rounded for our elephant, but just watch you don't let the head drop too low. We're then going to just do four normal elephants. Then what I want you to do is take your right arm out to the side and do four elephants. Change, do your left arm out to the side, do your elephant. Now take your right leg back to the wall behind you, keeping the hips square, do your elephant, and then do the other side, and just feel those differences. From there, come down onto your knees, ready for us to finish with knee stretches. So holding onto the bar, you're then going to find your round shape for knee stretches. Take your right arm, and it's going to be come to the side of the right ankle, the outside of the ankle. Then as you kick back in knee stretches, the knees will reach the hand. So the hand doesn't change position. It's a one-armed knee stretch. But you just go from ankle to knee, and you'll find it'll help you keep the knee stretches shape. You do the other side, and then from there, place both hands down, hover the knees up, and let's finish with 10 knees off. From there, you're going to finish up, give yourself a very big clap, and you are done.